my message yesterday, my sister's knees are all down. That's very unusual for this time of year. It's usually a week or two away.
Yeah, I got your message. I wasn't able to get back to you, but, thinking maybe not this weekend, but probably next Sunday.
But that's good, and that's unusual because I think the snow did it because there was a lot of branches that were kind of low, and I knocked the snow off of some of them, and that they went back up. So, but excuse me, that was that's so unusual for them to be down this early. But I looked up, and 99% of them are down. It's like, wow.
Yeah, the snow probably did it.
That's what I figured. I've never seen this much snow for an early snow. I see early snow that I had an inch or two, but we must have got about, 4 or 5 inches, something like that?
No. At least a foot.
That was 12 inches of snow?
Yeah. Yeah, that Monday, I brushed off at least a foot off the car.
Yeah, off the car, but I'm talking about the ground. I think it was about 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah, after the fact, but, you know, we actually got at least a foot of snow. Because if I brushed a foot off of the car, then we actually got a foot. But since the ground was warm, most of it melted before it started to accumulate.
What they're saying is about a foot fell, and most of it melted before it hit the ground. That could be, yeah. And, of course, on rooftops and houses, yeah.
Exactly.
All righty. Yesterday, kind of, double pull for my 2-meter radio because it would work sometimes whenever I switch it to the speaker there at the bench, and sometimes work extends it wouldn't, so I replace that. Then today I'm going to go back up there and get another switch, and remember my 220 switch, it was a 3.5 switch, but center was off, and I didn't know that it was off, and you're trying to reach me whenever you was watching the WWE on Fridays, so I'm going to replace that switch. It's only $6.
Alrighty. Yeah, that'll work.
But there won't be no center off.
True.
So that'll be a little less confusing. Oh, how come I'm not getting the audio for?
Right.
Alrighty, I'm pulling into the Chick-fil-A parking lot right now, so catch you later, and we'll plan on 2 minutes from Sunday then to get the lease. N9YOU, K9KVX7, have a good one.
Alrighty, you too, have a good day. KV9KVX9YOU, 73.
You too. WB9YPA, KI9NG.
KB9TBX is mobile.
This is WAWL.
Okay, I had some interference, but I heard you in there. This is KI9NG on the KC9YNM repeater.
KI9E mobile.
KD9UMI.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Not too good. I got my wire up, but I can't get it to tune.
This is WAWL.
KI9E, KI9NG.
KI9E, how you doing, Bill?
Oh, we're all right. I heard you on the KC9YNM repeater. Did you copy me throwing my call sign out there? I don't think it works too well on the Quan Chang here.
I thought I heard Tom there for a second, KD9EMI, but maybe that was you.
No, it was me. Do anything.
Okay, you're going to the 220 repeater in Zvalpo there?
Probably nothing but static. Hey, just so you know, you don't camp, but campground reservations are available now, 6 months out from Hamvention. So placed my reservation for the tickets there, for the campsite. So we'll be at Caesar Creek.
Oh, very good. I think you said that is just a few miles from the Hamvention area.
Yeah, that's right. I think it took us about 15 minutes to get there last time.
Oh, not bad at all. That's about how long it takes to get back to the hotel that I reserved at the Red Roof Inn there. Reserve some rooms again for next year.
89 PBR.
I may have announced this on Wednesday on the net here. I don't think you were there, but Kevin announced N9IAA announced that his 6 meter repeater has been running. I don't think it's 100%. I don't know if it's my setup or his, but I'm only being able to open the squelch on the repeater one out of every three or four times I try with 100 watts. So I don't know if maybe I'm having a problem with my CTCSS. He did mention that there was some kind of problem with the audio. And weird thing about it, right, once I open it, if I key up again while it's transmitting, I can keep it open. So I don't know, but I thought you might want to know that there's a 6 meter repeater in town again.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's been a while since I tried connecting to it. I was able to get into it with using my 43-foot vertical and my FT950 HF rig at home there. But I had since gotten rid of that one, sold it to my co-worker. And I haven't tried it with the FTDX10 yet. But yeah, thanks for the update. I'm glad to hear the 6-meter repeater back in the area there. That's cool. I think I heard Steve out there. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey guys, I just got off work. Got off 2 hours early because I'm headed for Michigan to go deer hunting.
Oh, very good. Good luck on the deer hunting there, Steve. You taking any radios with you?
Well, the problem is I'm driving my pickup and I don't have a radio set up in there right now because I was going to try to sell it. And so I may just take a handheld.
Well, we're going to have to get you hooked up with an all-star node. good afternoon, Steve. Hey, hopefully I'm not walking on Jim. If you get a small antlered buck, do you have any plans for the small antlers if it's not trophy sized?
Well, I have to shoot a 6-pointer or more. It has to be at least 3 points on one side. So it'd be like an equivalent of a 6-point buck. I can't shoot a spike buck.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering, okay, and I'm not trying to be pushy. I know people like to keep souvenirs, but if you have any antlers that you don't want and you're going to throw them away, let me know. I will rush over there and grab them off of you. I want to do some training with the dog to get her used to finding antlers.
Okay, copy that. If I find a shed or something, I'll let you know.
Copy that. Thanks, man. I'm going to hop back on the side. I told Jim that campground reservations are available now because it is 6 months away from Hamvention, and so spread the word about that. But we'll catch you later, and glad to hear from you, and hope you have good luck there, Steve. KI9NG clear. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, thanks for the information there, Bill, on the 6-meter repeater and then the campground info there for Dayton. Good deal. Yeah, just around the corner now. What kind of deer hunting, Steve? What part of Michigan are you heading over to?
I'm heading up to the Traverse Bay Peninsula. So, my friend Brett has a cherry farm up there.
Oh, very good. Is that way up at the north end?
It's kind of right in the middle of the peninsula. Probably only like 5-6 miles outside of Traverse City.
Well, you definitely picked a nice weekend for it. Going to have some decent weather here.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. I hope everything's going well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I hadn't talked to you in quite a while there, Steve. I hope things are going well with you there also. Yeah, work is still busy and all that. Trying to get on HF a little bit here and there, but I haven't been on the bands there too much. And other than that, everything's going pretty good. Grandson's over here at the house right now, so going to see him before he goes home tonight. And that's about it there. How about you, Steve? What you been up to?
Well, I'm still working at Amazon, so I'm on almost 8 months now, so I'm actually in a building, assigned to a building, and I work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then every other Saturday, which I really like that schedule because every other weekend I get 4 days off.
Man, that's a nice schedule. Really good there. Good deal. Are you still doing I think you mentioned doing like a training position there at one time?
No, I think the last time I talked to you, I was on the PM team, and I was. But as soon as I got my shift qualification, like a week later, I was assigned to a building, and we were actually the first building that was technically complete. We call it PSHO'd, and then I've been at that building ever since.
Probably good to have one good landing spot that you report to every day instead of jumping around a lot.
Yeah, I'm a shift engineer, so there's always, you're busy all day long, all day, 12 hours. You're there's not a lot of time to sit there and look at your phone or whatever. You're constantly doing something.
At least that'll make the time go by quicker.
Yeah, when you're working, I mean, pretty much you come home and you go to bed. That's you eat dinner and you go to bed. Other than that, while I'm working, it's not a lot I could do. But then I've got every Monday and Tuesday off, which is really nice. So, and then I get every other Saturday and of course every Sunday.
Hey, can't beat that. That's good. Glad you got in there and you got something closer to home and something that a schedule that you like there. That's awesome.
Yeah, the crazy thing is I make a little less than I did an hour at the hospital, and I'm actually making more money because without paying Illinois taxes and, the cost of commuting and everything, it's working out pretty good.
Oh, yeah, the cost of your fuel costs and toll charges, wear and tear in the vehicle and all that adds up for sure.
I don't know if you remember this, but shortly after I got this position, I bought another car. I bought a Subaru Forester. It's a 2014, but it's really working out well.
I think I heard you mention that you had picked it up. Those are good cars. They'll probably last you a long time.
Yeah, it had around 90,000 miles when I got it. I put almost 9,000 on it. I got to do the second oil change, so. Yeah, it's working out pretty good. Nice, easy commute. Nice drive down a country road, that's what I call it. My wife gets mad at me and goes, "It's Highway 20." I go, "No, it's a country road."
Especially compared to Chicago there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only bad intersection is Sale Road. You got to be careful when you get there. But other than that, it's a pretty nice commute.
Yeah, that's good. Good. So are you driving into Michigan there right now?
No, I've got to load up the pickup when I get home. So I got off 2 hours early. I took 2 hours of PTO so I could get off a little early. And I'll be heading out once I get my truck loaded up.
Hey, sorry, Steve, I was going through the drive through here at McDonald's.
No problem. Taking some chicken nuggets home for the grandson?
Yep, 10-piece.
That's a good grandfather. That's good.
I had chicken nuggets full in the dark.
Well, Mike, most of our fast food isn't good for you.
I'm kidding here. I'm kidding. in with Jim there.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Yeah, the grandson likes chicken nuggets, so we get it for him.
Yep. Yeah, spoil him and send him home, huh?
Oh yeah, we gotta load him up with sugar and caffeine before he gets home.
Doesn't hurt to send him home with a toy that makes a bunch of noise either. Or a paint set.
Yeah, that's an idea.
I didn't mean to break in your QSO there. Inline okay.
89 PBR.
KI-90.
So, work is going good for you, Jim? Everything's going well? Because I know you'd wanted to, at some point, think about getting out of there, but I guess it hasn't worked out for you.
Well, it's been a little better lately. We got some extra help that they hired in. Got a new boss. Pretty experienced with industrial electricity, electronics, and some new coworkers that hired in here recently. So they've taken some of the stress out of things there for us. So that's helped quite a bit. But yeah, a lot of outages going on, a lot of stuff, you know, the old stuff breaking down and needs repaired and upgraded, and it's a constant battle, but it's makes the day go by quick there, I guess. And I guess POSCO, which is like the third largest steel maker in the world, is going to buy like a 10 or 20% stake in Cleveland Cliffs. They're a Korean company.
Okay, how do you think that will change your job?
Not sure just yet, but supposedly they're going to invest about $700 million in the Cleveland Cliffs. So if anything, hopefully it'll allow us to do more upgrades and more preventive maintenance and stuff.
Well, that'd be good. Maybe this is part of Donald Trump's go around the world and threaten everybody to get them to invest in the United States.
Yeah, actually, I think that's part of it, because they said that way they'll get around any kind of tariffs that way.
Well, there you go. But tariffs ultimately are paid by the consumer, not by the country tariff. So, it costs us more for consumer goods.
Yeah, it sure seems that way, with food prices and, price of just about everything going up, even ham radio equipment. Oh, by the way, the Fort Wayne Ham Fest is this weekend, I believe. I probably won't be going this time, though.
I'm headed for Michigan, so, I'm not going either. I'd love to go to something like that one of these days, but why did they have an opening day of deer season? That makes no sense.
89, you old man.
Now go there, Tom, and pass it over to Mike.
I was on my 991 in the Valpo repeater, and tried calling out for you. I'm on the HD right now.
Okay, I thought I heard you, but I didn't know I was on the Valpo repeater.
Well, it's weird because it's on both frequencies for some reason or another.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Well, maybe it was connected through All-Star or something there, but Anyways, how you doing there, Tom?
Not so good. I got my wire up, but I can't get it to tune. I don't know what's going on. I'm too tired today to mess with it anymore.
Tom, is that your 1-9 balance?
Yep. Squirrel chewed through wire in spring, and I just now got a wire back up, and I'm having issues.
I'll open up the box and see if one of the wires broke in there. That happens.
Yeah, I can do that, but not today. I'm too tired.
Yeah, I've had a couple of boxes break, and I've had wires break inside the valen, and had to re-sputter it again, and it happens.
Is it receiving signals pretty good there, Tom?
No, it's not doing nothing. It's like as if the antenna's not even plugged in.
That kind of sounds like what Steve mentioned. Maybe you got an open connection there somewhere, loose wire, or breaking the coax, or bad connector and coax or something.
Just a little bit frustrating. I was hoping to get back on HF, but that's not going to happen now.
Oh, don't give up, Tom. It's going to happen. KI9NG.
Yeah, I finally got a wire back up.
Now, just got home, guys. I'll say 7-3. Have a great weekend. And, Steve, hope you catch a nice, like a 50-point buck there or something.
All right, Jim, have a great rest of your day and enjoy your grandson. And, all right, yeah, a 50-point buck would be great. I'd be in a record book somewhere.
7-3, Jim, catch you later. N9OKA.
7-3.
73, KD9 Yomai. 73, KD9 PDR. That really sucks there, Tom. Yeah, I hate it when things don't turn out right.
Yeah, it sure does. I'm quite frustrated about it. I was hoping to get back on HF, but it's not going to happen.
Did you repair the wire that the quarter ain't through, or did you put a new wire up?
A whole new wire, 73 foot. No breaks in it at all. It's straight 73 foot.
Okay. You got any coils or balun you're using, or just a wire?
It's connected to the balun.
Okay, well, mercy. I just wonder why it's not working then.
To check your coax, take something and short the, you've got a balun attached. Is it a 49-to-1 balun there, Tom?
I don't know what the ratio is on it.
Okay, well, what you can do is you can take your ohmmeter, your multimeter, put it on resistance or, beep mode, right? So when you touch the leads together, it beeps. Go out to your balun, take the coax off, and touch the meter to the center conductor and to the shield and see if it has connectivity. It should, and That might be your problem right there. If it does have conductivity between the shield and the conductor, then hook the coax back up, go to the radio side of the coax, and check the coax for conductivity between shield and conductor, and that'll tell you if you have a break in your coax.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. I'm too tired to fool with it anymore today. I got things going on tomorrow too, so I don't know when I'll be able to get to it next.
Is it the ballot that I got you, that you got for me?
No, it's one I bought off of Tony.
Okay, because I believe the one that he got for me was the one in Knox.
Well, I actually don't know of any. All the ones that I've ever seen, 4-1s, the 9-1s, and the 49-1s, they all are dead short across center conductor and shield. So it should be the first test will tell you whether the ballon's any good, and then the second test will tell you whether the shield's any or the coax is any good, or if there's a break in the coax anyway. Might still be good with a break in it, but you got to narrow it down somewhere. The other thing, though, Tom, you say that it's one piece of wire. Depending on what kind of wire you're using, you still, well, you'd be getting some signals if your wire had a break in it somewhere. But what band were you checking for signals on, Tom?
I tried to tune up from 10 all the way up to 80. I couldn't tune up on any of them.
No, I got it, but checking for signals. Tune your radio to 14.074 and see if you hear anything.
Well, I'm not in the shack right now. I'm in the living room.
Hey, KI9NG clear.
KI9NG, N90KA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead there. Doggone it. N9, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I've been messing around with the power settings on this radio. Am I doing any better job?
What are you going into that 220 machine again?
Yeah, 224, 280, I think it is.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the KC9YNM combo. Yeah, it sounds fine. It sounds plenty good enough. And, yeah, that one's linked over to the W9LY, the 97, or 6, the 97, 14697.
Yes, it is linked over. I've been messing around with it. I turned my volume down. I got to figure out how to get my volume back up now.
Roger that. Well, 7-3, everybody. I'm out of here for good now. QRT, KI9NG.
7-3, Bill. I'm pulling into the garage, so 7-3, everyone, KD9TDR, and I'll be clear.
N9OK.
89, you're mine.
KD9VXF,
this is Brett.
KD9VU
Remobile. 89, you're mine.
Hey, Brian, are you mobile or did you just get home?
I'm mobile. I'm almost home. I got like 4 blocks to go.
Got in my truck, heading back to South Bend.
So what are you going to do in South Bend?
Get my oil changed.
That would be a good reason. What are you doing tomorrow?
Might be getting a new pickup truck, and then in the evening we're headed over to South Bend to watch this Edgar Allan Poe speakeasy.
Okay.
back anything from the truck, though. I'm supposed to help him do some work on it, then he's going to turn it over to me. So if he doesn't give me a call, I'm not really doing anything up until probably about 5 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I just got home. I'm going to back in the driveway, or in the garage here. This is KD9VUV, and I'll be clear.
Whiskey Julia 9 at Gas Heston.
Whiskey Julia 9 at Gas. Can I get an audio report, please?
This is KD9VXF. I heard you copy you 5x5.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. I was having problems with my microphone here on Echolink. I'm hoping I'm not too loud. I could turn it down a little bit. The person on this end's Mike. Mike, India Kilo Echo, and I'm in Eastern Indiana, and I got you full scale. Roger.
KD9VXF is Brent. I am in LaPorte County, just across into LaPorte County.
Oh, okay, Brand. Nice to meet you. I was told by a ham here near me that there's a, I guess this is a Echo Link that's linked up to a 220 repeater, I want to say. Something about, I think it was a night or two ago, you guys had a net on here. So I was just wondering if you know anything about that, and what days and times is that on?
LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club has a net meeting Wednesday evening at 7:30 Central Standard Time.
Oh, okay. You said that's every Wednesday?
That's correct.
Okay, Brent. Well, I'm in Rush County, Indiana is where I'm located at. I'm east of Indianapolis, and I'm just using my laptop here. I do have a podcasting microphone plugged in. The microphone I'm using is a Yeti, Yankee Echo Tango India. And it's called a Blue, Bravo Lima Uniform Echo. They're about $130, $140 brand new. I've had it for years now. But I hope it sounds half as good as you do, because you got really good audio on your signal there, Roger. I was going to look it up for the QRZ log here, Brent. Let me get it brought up here. I don't know why my computer's being so slow, but I was going to have you give me my call sign so I can get you in my logbook on QRZ. I guess I'm going to have to hit it again here. I don't know why it's not wanting to load up. Give me a second, Brent. Oh, okay, I guess I didn't unkey. I'm sorry. Give me your call sign again there, Bryn, if you would, please. Over. Well, darn button. Come unplugged. My mouse button's wanting to stick here. Hold on a second. Okay, hopefully it won't stick on me again. Give me your call sign there, Brent, if you would, please. I don't know why it's not wanting to disconnect. Hello? I'm going to have to get off here. 73WJ90. My computer button here is sticking.
KD9VXF is clear.
This is W8MBL.
KD9UMI, N9OKA.
KC9VUA.
W9DLP listening. KD9BSK, are you on? KD9BSK from W9DLP, Ibrahimsu.
KC9VUA, mobile.
The D9 AQG Mobile.